Yesterday, we didn't have you on the show. It was our 85th birthday yesterday, 7BU, born in 1935.
Yes, happy birthday for yesterday. That's great, 85 years.
I'm sure tech is a little bit different since 1935, and here we are in 2020. And one of those tech stories of 2020 was the new iPhone 12, which was unveiled last week. But those listening this morning, if on a bit of a budget, you're looking for a cheap iPhone, not wanting to buy the iPhone 12, you got some options.
Look, I do. Four new iPhones announced last week. They go on sale this Friday. I'll be picking mine up this Friday. So when I talk to you next week, I'll be able to tell you all about the iPhone 12 Pro as well. They actually have got along that the 2020 iPhone SE, which is a great iPhone out there as well, enjoyed a price reduction as well. Now, this always happens when Apple goes along and releases new iPhones on the market. So the iPhone SE came out early this year as well, so it's a brand new phone as well, but the price has dropped on all three models. So the 64-gig iPhone SE has dropped to $679 from $749. The 128-gig version is down to $759. The 256-gig version, $929. iPhone SE is a great phone out there, great camera in there. You're going to be upgraded for years. So if you're looking for a bargain iPhone, that's the one for you.
Cheaper option, but still good variety, and a bit like TVs, isn't it, with technology? The longer you wait, the tend to see a bit of a drop there. So that's the iPhone SE, S for Sam, E for Echo, if you're interested in more of a budget model. So good pick. Yeah. Now, when it comes to selling things online, you've got some hot tips here too.
Trying to sell things online at the moment via Gumtree or eBay. So I'm going to give you four quick tips if you're just about to start doing it. Choose your background carefully. Setting is everything. Find this blank background like a wall to put your object there and shoot it against as well. Don't have all the things around it at the time. You really want to go along and make sure that you can see that object properly. Styling is super easy. Put your item, think about it, on a pillar or a tabletop, and all the accessories that go with the item, put it in there with the frame. Style it. Always think styling. Think block styling when you do this. Make sure you've got good lighting on your photo as well. Lighting is everything when it comes to these sort of things. Natural lighting from windows, hard to beat. So try and take your photos during the day. Don't take it in a dark room. Use the edit functions on your smartphone to add extra light if you want to go along and do. And never take a photo at night with your lamp on, and never have a shadow on your pic.
That's good. Now, lighting is very important, and also get descriptive.
Exactly right. Know, if you know every detail about the feature and product detail about it, include it. Include measurements, specifications. A detailed description will drive traffic due to searchability. Also reduces the volume of questions people will ask you, which saves you time about, you know, selling it. So just four quick tips.
Yeah, have as much description as possible. It makes it easier. So background, styling, lighting, and make sure you are descriptive there. Richard, when we hear a song, and those that are listening this morning are unsure who sang that song, Google can tell us.
Believe it or not, Lee, they're adding a hum to search feature. Now, this really does start about today for people. You'd be able to do it in Google. That would let you hum, whistle, or sing that annoying song that's stuck in your head. Then they use machine learning to try and identify it. So it's available today. You'll see in the Google app on iOS or Android or Google Assistant. You can just ask Google, what's that song, or tap the newly added search a song button on there. Then hum, what's that song stuck in your ear. Google show you the results based on how likely a match it thinks it is. After which you'll be able to tap the results and listen to it if you want. They do this by using a machine learning to, they transfer the audio into a number-based sequence representing the song's melody, which then it compares to other songs. So it says it's trained these models in a variety of sources, including human singing, whistling or humming, as well as studio recordings. They strip away things like the instruments and vocal quality to focus on that numeric sequence. So the hum to search feature should work whether you're tone deaf or pitch perfect. So it's a very interesting thing that Google are trying to do here.
Interesting and clever. Hum to search. It's those, I think they call it the earworms, don't they?
That's exactly right.
You can get it out of your head and give it to Google. He can look after it, or she can look after it, no matter what the situation may be.